Okay, so time on the show to turn our attention to the NWCFL Division One South League. They're very pleased to say that we're joined by Newmills manager Chris Bagley and also member of the coaching staff, Mark Bagley. How are you both, gents?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
Good.
very well, thank
Very
you.
well at the minute,
Good
yeah.
stuff. Good
Best
stuff.
after last
Yeah.
night. Good win last night.
Smiles on both your faces
Yeah,
and I know why, because Newmills, I think, what is it, 4 wins in a row, 5 unbeaten now? It's what an upturn in form for Newmills. It's incredible.
four clean sheets as well, which is really, really good. Massive bonus towards what we're trying to achieve and what Chris is trying to achieve. So yeah, really good with the clean sheets as well.
Yeah, well, so obviously the last time, well, we've interviewed you once before, and I think it was just after about maybe you managed one game at that time. So at that time, Newmills were miles adrift at the bottom. It looked, like it was going to be some task for you to try and keep Newmills up, but it's been a real upturn in form. I've noticed that you've put online that the players that you've brought in really seem to have bought into what you're trying to drill in at the club. Is it just about the quality, or is it about the attitudes that the players need to have as well?
Just more obviously, like I tried to implement, when you're down there, it's tough and it's very, very difficult. So what I've tried to implement with the team is, being fit, being really, really hard to beat, and just being very, very organized, having a good back four shape. Like I did say, I have signed some good players on the back of that. Young Kai came in from Prestwich the other week and done really well. He's the little bit of difference. Again, last night, the balls broke probably just inside their half. He's seen the keeper off his line and he's actually chipped the keeper from nearly halfway line from, and that's just the difference away from home. We was under the cosh, I'd say they was much better than us. I wouldn't say, but they were strong side, they were physical, they were putting it on us. And just that little bit of quality then shines through, which I do say, it was hard to beat and was strong. But once you've got that little bit of quality from the halfway line and just to see Kai, notice it and do it, then yeah, that's just a tiny little bit of difference that you need sometimes, as well as the implementation of starting off being hard to beat, strong, aggressive, and organized really. And that's my main focus. And oh, at this moment in time, I am laughing, but it's worked. Yeah, for 5 games, it's gone really well. Yeah.
Yeah, not and on the Tuesday night, lads. So a huge 6-pointer of a game. I know that's a bit of a cliche, but it really was. It was an away trip to Winsford United, and you won 2-0. How impressed were you both with the performance from the Millers there?
Yeah, like I've just said, away from home, tough team. So, very, very hard to a hard place to go. Very big pitch, a difficult pitch, difficult surface to play on. But the boys, I'd say the full squad, everyone's bought into what we kind of were doing and what we want. And defended really, really well for the first 15 minutes, because they lumped it on us and they pumped it on us and they were after second balls. They were calling for everything. And it's a bit of a non-league cliche sometimes where they actually say, you're not really going to get anything here with a referee or not. But sometimes you don't really get anything when you go to places like that. We didn't get many decisions. We didn't get the rub of the green sometimes. But the lads were professional. Like I don't really like to mention, but Paulie and Rog, absolutely fantastic. You can't fault them. They've had four clean sheets now, them back lads. Joey, the keeper, Mallers, and the other lads, Deco and a couple of the others, they've been fantastic, to be fair. Obviously the skipper wasn't there last night, but it's about them back lads really, who you can compliment of having four clean sheets in a row now and being hard to beat, like I've just mentioned before.
Yeah, and Mark, how frustrating was it when you had all this length of time where you couldn't play a game? Because it seemed to be, I think you said before we started recording, it was what, something like 6 or 7 weeks where you literally couldn't play a game. So they were constantly being postponed. How frustrating was that?
It was very frustrating, but The thing is, what we were talking about with the lads a second ago, Chris has also brought in loyal lads that he knows, like Danny Warburton, Chad White,
Jack and
Jack,
Lever.
And they know the way Chris runs his teams, and they've sort of took the team by the scruff of the neck as well. And then the lads that we say didn't know as well, they've sort of implemented that on them. And they've all sort of gelled together. And yeah, I mean, obviously we're fine, but as going back to the question, it was very, very tough.
It definitely
very
was.
Tough because we were trying to keep him interested.
Exactly what I was going to say.
There was other lads, there was a couple of lads who come to Chris and said, oh, I might go away because they're playing every week and we're not, and blah, blah, blah. But we kept him interested. Me, Chris and Jamie are members at the David Lloyd gym, which is a really nice gym, and we have a good relationship with them. And they was letting us take the full squad in there and use their facilities, which is unbelievable. So we kept the lads interested that way.
It was even like what Mark's saying there.
A few friendlies in which on AstroTurf, which obviously playing any sort of game, yeah, keeps them interested. But it was difficult, but they stayed loyal, and now they're reaping the rewards, to be fair, because they've been absolutely brilliant. And
like it was like
that side was like we're proud of him, but we are proud of him. But Chris always says he can only say so much in the changing room, and Jamie can, and I can, and Aaron can. But it's about what they do on that pitch. We're not on the pitch with them, so. But like we've said in the past, we take our hats off to every single one of them for what they did, and through that difficult time of no games and stuff like that, they stuck by us and stuck by Chris, and you know, and like saying now that they're absolutely flying, to be fair to them. Can't fault any of them.
It's like what I said last night, just to jump in on that one quickly there. I actually mentioned it in my team talk last night. We need to treat these games as cup finals. And last night, really, and I said realistically, this is a big cup final. Yes, I agree, 6-pointer, but it's another game as well. And the biggest thing for me is, I said, just have a reflection here for a minute. What do you want out of this game? But the biggest thing is reflect on, do you remember when we was running up them hills when it was snowing? When we had games called off, thick snow. And yeah, I was the horrible manager stood at the top of the hill, should we say. Mark stood at the bottom of the hill setting them off, and it's probably like, but I also say, just have a reflect on that. You know, the 7 weeks that we didn't play for, this is what it all boils down to, the hard work and, you know, and things where we've had difficult times. That's what it's all down to, really.
We have said if we wouldn't have had them games called off, we would have gelled a lot quicker.
Yeah,
and
it's just the togetherness.
We'd have been out of it by now, I think.
So if we have a look at the league table, so when I checked it this morning and it updated, so you're 17th and second bottom. And, well, where the line is, it says there's three teams to go down. But there's only six league games to go, but you're only, what, 3 points from fourth bottom. So it's a huge, huge turnaround from where you were because, how long did it take for you to get to, what was it, two league wins before you actually came in? It took so long. So it's an unbelievable turnaround. Do you think that there's now a belief, not just with the squad, but with the New Mills supporters as well, that you really can, you know, do what we're coining the great escape, that you can avoid the drop?
The great escape. Yeah. Do you know what? I've played at a couple of clubs, obviously myself, and obviously managed, you know, one or two. And I'll be deadly, deadly straight up with everyone. Them fans are absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. They're passionate. But to see what they had on their faces last night, I seen tears in some of their eyes. And that's not, and I'm not lying when I actually say that. There was tears in some of their eyes because the turnaround, they were about to liquidate or, you know, finish the club or whatever they wanted to do. And they just said, you know, can you help us out? Can you do anything? You know, there wasn't, no disrespect to anyone in the past, but they wasn't in a great shape. And I don't think the squad was fantastic. And I needed to put my stamp on it with Mark and, you know, the staff, Aaron and Jay. But them fans probably deserve it a little bit as well, for us being, you know, working hard. But it also gives them a little bit of something to believe in as well. Like you're saying, is, you know, we want to want to achieve as best as we can. And they just, some of the comments that we get are just like, and especially just to see some of them emotional last night, it was like, I can't believe we're off the bottom of the table. And, you know, we had, I think we had 1 or 2 points when we took over. And now we're, you know, we're, one thing we did say last night is we haven't got them acros out. We aren't propping the bottom of that table last night
Yeah.
anyway. But other than that, yeah, just, you know, the fans were fantastic, and they have been, they've cheered and clapped and they've screamed, they've picked barriers up. And yeah, I think that's what drives some of the lads forward as well. So can't fault them at all.
I take it then if you're able to keep New Mills up for both of you, this will this be, you know, one of the highlights of your careers in the game? Because I know obviously you've played as well there, but would this be a career highlight for you?
Absolutely. Like I said it last night again. You know, I wanted some lads with a bit of experience. So I mentioned it. I was talking to one of the lads from Chadderton, Jamie Sinner. He's, you know, he's a Salford lad, and he's doing really well at Chadderton again. I was just having a chat with him literally just before, you know, I was talking to you on WhatsApp about getting the link over. And you know, I signed Paulie, experienced lad, centre half, excellent from Chadderton, won the league last year. Jake, big Jake, the centre half, experienced. Joey, the keeper, all these were at Chadderton last year. And I say, listen, said in my team talk last night, it's okay, these boys who won the league last year, that's fine. I've won the league with FC United, you know, I've played in the playoffs with Ashton 5 years on the bounce, cup finals. And sometimes you have a look at it and it's like, oh yeah, they're going to win the league. This is a massive achievement to have 2 points. And if we do this, I think, you know, yeah, it's going to be one of my biggest achievements. You know, I've worked so hard, to be fair. The training, you know, getting in at 11 o'clock from the David Lloyd, and yeah, plus the lads have bought into everything that I needed. But yeah, you know, probably I will say it's probably one of the biggest achievements I've got. So especially in management, yeah, I will agree with that. So far, because it's probably like people are saying, it's the unthinkable, shall we say, and the great escape, as people are calling it. But yeah, I've had some really nice messages as well off other managers who are really friendly, and you know, the lads at OB at Prestwich, and you know, Frosty and DC at Clitheroe, they're all good friends of mine, and just saying, you know, like, what a good job you're doing, and that means a lot, you know, when someone sends a little message to you just to say, congratulate you and your staff and the lads. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a highlight if I do it, definitely.
Brilliant. So, just finally, then, so your next game is against, I hope I've pronounced this right because I'm not local to this area, but Alsager Town? Alsager Town, yeah.
Alsager Town.
Yeah, so you're at home there at Church Lane for that one, and Alsager are seventh. How tough is that game going to be? Obviously, you've got your home support behind you, and obviously, everyone's full of belief, but how tough is that going to be? Because they're just outside the playoff positions.
It'd be tough for it because we at the start of the season we watched them a few times and they're a big, strong, powerful side. So yeah, it's gonna be tough. But I think the way we are at the minute, I think we'd beat anyone. I think like played Cheadle Nomads last week, and he said he's played everyone in the league, and he said he's never played a team like us. So our quality and strengths are as good as the top teams, obviously. But yeah, I mean, Chris, the lads will be set up for a tough game, like they are every week. Like Chris says, every single game is a cup final, not just turning up. It's a cup final, so yeah. But we'll turn up. We'll do our stuff, and hopefully, yeah. But yeah, it will be a tough game.
We've had a look at the, to be fair, we've already, oh, I had a little hour today on lunch and we've already had a look at the stats. They're unbeaten in six as well, to be fair. I think they've won three, drew three. Don't quote me on that, but I'm sure that was right. What come back off as is one of the lads who does our stats and, you know, helps us out, watching games. And, you know, so I can't fault As, to be fair. He's been absolutely fantastic, like, lately. But he's come back with some stats saying, you know, they've not lost in six as well. And like Mark says, just to, you know, reiterate on that. They are a very, very big side, very powerful. They play a lot of second balls, and you know they lead off set pieces as well, corners, free kicks. They plough the big lads forward. But it's just getting us lads prepared and together, organised. Again, being hard to beat, and I do honestly think that we've got the quality with the lads going forward. You know, Big Chad, H, Anthony Hall, Kai. These lads are doing the business, to be fair, lately. And fingers crossed, mate. You can ring me on Saturday afternoon, and I might be in a good mood or a bad mood. It's up to you.
Well, almost there. So you're in the final straight at season, just 6 games left. And we're all rooting for you. And hopefully you can get the job done and stay in the league. And then hopefully the next season, have a crack at promotion maybe, yeah?
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it.